CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 23rd of November 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Could your skills and experience support the RSGB board? Let the Society know your plans for British Science Week 2026. And the RSGB is looking for a volunteer accessibility champion. Do you have skills and experience that would make you an asset to the RSGB board? The RSGB elections process has begun, and there are two routes to becoming a board director. This week's focus is on nominated directors, and there are two vacancies this year. Nominated directors are selected by the Society's Nominations Committee, and then the RSGB membership votes to endorse them at the AGM. The closing date for these vacancies is the 5th of December 2025. Don't delay. There is no functional difference between a nominated or an elected director and also the board in the same way for a three-year term. If you'd like to know more about what is required of an RSGB board director, the first step is to read the candidate pack for elected directors on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/elections. After that, if you'd like to express your interest in being a nominated director or would like an informal chat, email the RSGB Company Secretary, Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, via company.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. Preparations for British Science Week 2026 are already well underway. RSGB British Science Week Coordinator, Professor Ian Neal, G7IGN, is working on guidance and activity suggestions that you could use to get involved. The annual event is a celebration of science, technology, engineering and maths and is run by the British Science Association. It has chosen Curiosity as its theme for 2026, which fits perfectly with amateur radio. This campaign is an opportunity for amateurs to share their passion with others. This could be through organising an open day for the local community, setting up a build-a-thon for a club evening, operating a special event station from your local library, or even supervising your friends and family in making their first QSO. The options are endless. If this has piqued your interest and you'd like to share your thoughts, ideas and plans with Ian, get in touch via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. You can see what other people did last year and find the RSGB's resource bank at rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey. The RSGB is looking for a proactive and knowledgeable volunteer to serve as its new accessibility champion. This important role will focus on ensuring that people with disabilities can fully participate and enjoy everything that amateur radio has to offer. Key responsibilities of the role will be engaging with the amateur radio community, serving as a point of contact and guiding people to resources that can help them, as well as raising awareness of the challenges faced by individuals and sharing inspiring stories. If you have a strong understanding of accessibility issues, ideally with personal experience or professional expertise, and are passionate about inclusion within amateur radio, the Society would love to hear from you. If you're interested in finding out more, including having a chat about the role, please firstly read the full role description on the RSTB website at rstb.org/volunteers, and then contact RSTB Board Director Nathan Nuttall, 2M0OCC. Did you see the Meteor Beacon project presentation by Brian Coleman, G4NNS, at the RSTB convention or on the convention live stream? Would you like to explore the science that the project supports and be involved in the technical research and activities? Brian is creating a small group to contribute to the ongoing development of the project and will start to record, classify and analyse the data the system can already gather. If you'd like to know more about the project, you can watch Brian's presentation on the RSTB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSTB. If you'd like to be part of the ongoing development group, please contact Brian via brian@bravo-romeo-charlie-golf4novembersierra.org for a chat about what would be involved. Today is the last day to give the RSGB HF Contest Committee your comments to help shape the rules for HF contests in 2026. The online survey includes questions on self-spotting and slow speed, CW. You can find the survey online via tinyurl.com/hotelfoxtrotcontests. On Sunday, the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, catering, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. For more information and downloadable trader forms, visit bravo-alpha-romeo-alpha-charlie.org.uk. And Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair 2025 will be held on the 7th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry costs £3 per person, and there's no charge for partners and under-16s. For more details, contact Phil, G6DLJ, on 07990-563-147, or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. Now, the special event news. Special event station, Golf Bravo 130, Whiskey Romeo Delta, is active until the 30th of November to mark the 130th anniversary of the discovery of X-rays. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the 40-meter band. QRSL direct to M0KZT, see qrz.com for more information. And special call sign, Golf Bravo 70, Romeo Sierra, is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September, 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and eQSL. For more information, visit the GB70RS page at qrz.com. Now the DX news. Phil, Charlie 2-1 Tango Sierra, is active from Nauru, OC031, until the 30th of November. The station's often spotted on the HF bands using FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World or OQRS. And Derek, TJ1GD, is operating as Tango Lima 8 Golf Delta from the Central African Republic until the 30th of November. He's using CW, FT8 and SSB on the HF bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via SP3 EOL. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 25th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 13-centimetre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 26th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday, the 27th, the 3.5 MHz RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 29th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 30th of November. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are committed, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 20th of November. After the solar mayhem we've halted in last week's GB2RS news, the sun has been relatively quiet over the past week. The maximum KP index we saw was 4 on Monday the 17th of November, but otherwise it was often below 1 or 2. The result is that the ionosphere has been more stable and DX has been more forthcoming. Unfortunately, this coincided with a drop in sunspot numbers and the solar flux index fell from 163 on the 12th to 123 on Thursday the 20th. However, 123 is still enough to get things moving, and we've seen some good DX being worked. CDXC's Slack chat group has reported several impressive contacts. VK9DX on Norfolk Island was worked on the 15-metre band using CW. ZL7/LZ1GC on the Chatham Islands was logged on the 40-metre band using CW. And S79/OK6RA in the Seychelles appeared on the 10-metre band using CW. Another interesting spot was JA7BXS on the 80-metre band using CW on the morning of Thursday the 20th, showing that the low bands are becoming more interesting as we head into winter. DX on the 80-metre band has little to do with the solar flux index, but can be influenced by geomagnetic disturbances. Hence, these quieter periods have allowed the 40 and 80-metre bands to shine. For the coming week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline even more, perhaps down to 105 or 110. However, it does look like our run of quiet geomagnetic indices may come to an end, with a KP index of 5 predicted for the 24th to the 27th of November. In fact, we could have unsettled geomagnetic conditions until the end of the month. So this may be a good time to start concentrating on the lower bands, such as 40 and 80 metres. You never know, they might surprise you. And don't forget, the CQ Worldwide CW contest is taking place during the weekend of the 29th and 30th. Always a good opportunity for DX. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather is very much in a cold phase, but although it continues to be unsettled, it will be milder and wetter in the coming week. Perhaps more important is that at times it will be very windy, with gales in some areas. For propagation, this means that one feature absent from the present charts is any high pressure to bring tropo conditions. This means that other modes take on more importance. Auroras have provided some recent interest, and although there's nothing dramatic in the immediate future, keep a watching brief for a rising KP index. A good guide for impending activity is if the KP index increases above 5. Rain scatter prospects are likely to be good during the coming week as several active frontal systems cross the country. Notably, the evening of Wednesday the 19th saw trans-North Sea propagation visible on the Margate 24 GHz web SDR. This extended into the morning of Thursday the 19th, but unfortunately no coastal stations were around to make QSOs. While rain scatter is a gigahertz band activity, on the lower bands you may find some increase in static levels due to lightning activity, or even snow static before the weather turns milder. There is not expected to be a strong showing of sporadic E in the coming week since we are well out of season. Southern UK stations should continue to watch out for fleeting F-layer DX openings on 50 MHz, especially to Africa and Asia. For EME operators, the moon's declination is at its lowest and negative all week, so moon window lengths are short and peak elevation is low. We passed apogee on the 20th of November, so path losses are decreasing again. 144 MHz sky noise is high today, 23rd, but will become lower as the week progresses. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news, please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this is for a local area, Bristol and South Wales, starting with Bristol in the southwest. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20, 8JT. Malcolm, G4KPM, is contact gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. November Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, and Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831, our contact details. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meets on Friday from 7 p.m. at TS Enterprise, BS11 9XA. Contact is Colin, GTYHV, on 0117 982 3822, or secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or you can look at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alfa Romeo Charlie .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully's Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. There's a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or you can email sierra.charliealphawhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, there's a meeting at Isluin High School, NP12 0NU. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972 336 885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and you can find out more at Golf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu .co.uk on the web. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth MW6GVR via MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. And contact by email is to Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz from 10 a.m. Tomorrow, that's the 24th, there's a digital net on XLX135N from 8 p.m. Tuesday sees a net on 144.375 MHz from 8 p.m. A clubhouse evening takes place on Thursday from 7 p.m. For more information, visit Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk. And the contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club holds a net on Friday on 145.525 MHz from 7 p.m. and the club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact by email is to uskside alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com, and you can see uskside alpharomeocharlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS News Team.